Busted appliance? This is your sign to upgrade. Shop at Lowe's to get up to 35% off and next day delivery on hundreds of major appliances. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 3/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Order by 4 p.m. Available Monday through Saturday. Subject to availability. Fees, exclusions, and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/appliance delivery for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on Silver Drive in Columbus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, getting a call from your grandma. However, grandma passed away.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Yes, and if you have a real ghost story, how about sharing it with us? Then we'll share it with everybody else. Call in anytime, 855-853-4802. You could write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd rather have an ad-free version of the show, you'll also get advance episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber. Do that through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Well, it's going really well.
Actually, in the studio with me.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, we get to be here together. That's super fun. I'm at your house because I'm in between trips. Carol nicely, very kindly took care of my dog last week. And now I'm back, but I'm turning around and leaving. So she's got my dog again for a few days. And
then
it's crazy.
Turning around and leaving. And then we've got a pet sitter coming in and I've got another dog I'm going to be dog sitting.
Oh,
I know.
So many moving parts.
I know.
So many.
Since I don't have my own dog right now, since I lost my dog and it's been a long time and I've had more people be like, you need to rescue another dog. And I'm like, yeah, I just want my own dog. I don't want that dog. I
not
want
ready.
My dog.
Not
you know,
ready.
It's just weird. So it's fun having dogs around though.
Yeah.
There's, I don't know, one of these days, but I really enjoy having them around.
Well, okay, so we've got a story today about grandmother.
Grandparents. So this is interesting. In my junior year of high school, I lost three grandparents.
Oh.
Can you imagine that?
No.
Sometime before my grandmother Marianne passed away, my cousin Justin came over to say his goodbyes because we all knew that she did not have long at all. He told her that if she were ever around after she passed away, she should give us some sort of sign, like turning the light off. Which is interesting because a couple episodes back, you and I were talking about another grandma who passed away, and she did the same thing with turning lights on and off,
yeah,
and electricity. I think that, I don't know how that works, but when you're just energy yourself, I guess you can connect to energy pretty easily and do
there seems to
stuff
be some
like
sort
that.
Of electronic. Sorts of.
Well, sometime after she passed, we were all sitting in my living room. Justin was on the couch next to a lamp, and I was sitting in the chairs that faced the couch with my mother in the other chair. As we were chatting, the chain on the lamp comes down and the lights go off.
physically,
like the chain moved.
It came down. So it wasn't just that the lamp went off and on. The chain itself.
It says the lamp, the chain on the lamp comes down and the lights go off. We all fell silent and froze for a moment. Most likely, we were all wondering what had just happened. As we were sitting there watching the lamp, the chain pulls down again and the light flashes back on. Normally, I would just brush this off as a minor electrical issue, but the way that chain was pulled affirmed my belief that this was something else. Let's just stop right there. 100% agree. You?
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Are you in?
Oh my gosh, yeah, totally. The chain, come on, a chain just doesn't pull down. And you can hear the chain in those. You know what we're talking about? Like if you had a ceiling fan, the chain's up in it, and you pull that, you can hear it. It kind of goes click, click, click.
A little
you know.
Click. Yeah. And then even if you don't hear the click, you would see the chain moving.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm in on that one.
100%.
Yep.
Totally.
Happened. That happened.
Yep.
That was grandma. Another time, some 3 or 4 weeks after the same grandma passed away, I was sitting in my room on my bed and I received a phone call from my grandma's phone. I was really puzzled, so I answered. There was no one on the other line of the phone. The loss of my grandma was still fresh, so it hit me rather hard, and I immediately jumped to the thought that she was trying to contact me somehow. But due to the fact that I have a huge interest in the paranormal, I knew that I had to check up on it first. I called my mom into the room and asked her about my grandma's phone plan. I thought maybe somehow the number had been reassigned and the new owner had managed to call me, but then I thought about how all the contacts on her phone wouldn't have been transferred to the new phone holder.
Well, because they certainly shouldn't be.
Well, and transferring the phone number is different than giving somebody the phone. So just because you get the phone number, you don't get what goes with it.
No.
And they do seem to reuse those phone numbers pretty quickly these days. Mm-hmm. But you would need the phone and the contacts that are in your phone.
Yeah.
Somehow to sync up with the new person's phone, and that ain't going to happen.
No, the new person got a new phone.
They got their own phone. Mm-hmm. They got a different phone.
I hope they got a new iPhone 14 Pro or something.
Or a Galaxy S23 in my case. My mom told me that it was my Uncle Gary's responsibility to turn off her phone and that she would check with him about this situation. At the end of the day, she came back to me and told me that Gary had turned off the plan within a week of her death. I really like to believe that she was trying to reach out to me in some way. There are other times that experiences like this have happened with my mom. The only time that electronic appliances go off is when my cousin Justin is around. If you have any insight or a different opinion, I would love to hear it. Thank you. Love the show. I think that there's no other way. So you're sitting there and you have your phone and you see, like when you call
Grandma.
It says, Kathy, go Cubs, go. That's what. So I see Kathy, go Cubs, go. And that's you.
Yeah.
So like if you see Grandma, love her. Like I always have weird things in my phone for my loved ones. But if you see Grandma pop up, that's your grandma.
Yeah.
But Grandma's dead. And what else would explain Grandma coming up on your phone? Then you answer it, nobody's there.
And the plan had been turned off.
That happened with my friend after she lost her husband. He called her. No one was there.
When she picked up the phone. And the plan had been turned off.
But it would have to be his phone calling.
Right.
Her phone.
And you could see it happen I could see this.
And she might not have turned his plan off yet. I don't know, because I mean, it was pretty traumatizing at the time. But I don't know.
Okay. Here's what I could see. And I welcome any, other ideas from our listeners out there. But if you haven't turned it off yet, somehow that phone could maybe be butt dialed by somebody. They threw it down or something, or got it bumped, or something happened, and it could butt dial somebody. You know what I mean?
Although I'm going to add in right there, most times when you lose your loved one, their phone gets put away somewhere. It's not like it's in somebody's back pocket.
Unless you got a box, you had their stuff in a box, you're setting the box over. I don't know. That would be the only thing. If the plan is still available.
Yeah.
But if the plan is not available,
and it has to, no explaining. And if the phone has been
disconnected from the plan, there is no explaining it.
I don't get that. Mm-hmm. It's grandma.
Yeah.
It's grandma.
I agree.
So here's another story about my first paranormal experience. My first encounter with the paranormal goes back to Kansas City, Kansas in 1977. My first wife and I were newly married, and we had purchased our first place together, a used mobile home.
Okay.
Nothing says home more, but I should know because I've lived in one before. The place was laid out in such a way that if you were standing at the kitchen counter, you could turn your head and be looking down the hallway into the master bedroom. I know exactly. That's a single wide.
I was going to say that's the same one I had when I was in college.
Single wide.
Yep.
And I had that bedroom down at the end of the hallway.
Yep.
We had lived there for 7 or 8 months. And for the last 6 months, I had been seeing something out of the corner of my eye that would disappear if I turned to look at it. It wasn't a trick of light or shadow. Of that I'm certain, because I had seen it 15 or 20 times, and it was the same thing each time. I was starting to get an uneasy feeling about it, although it wasn't something I felt was a problem, so I tried not to think much about it. Then, one morning, I was in the kitchen at the counter making my lunch for work when my wife came down the hall and stopped about 18 inches in front of me, which is really close.
That's pretty close. That's
You are close talking, and you're my wife, but it's still really close.
Single wide close.
But 18 inches, I'm still going to back away. Yeah. I don't know who you are. Like, you could be my spouse, and I would like, oh, whoa, what? 18 inches away from me. I asked her, what the hell are you doing? Because she never got up that early, but she didn't answer. I turned to look at her to ask again, but holy crap, it wasn't my wife. I was face to face with the thing I had been seeing for 6 months, with one huge difference. This time it didn't disappear. It just sort of floated there. It was a white, hazy form with no real features, but strangely, I can say without a doubt, it was female and was a few inches shorter than me with long hair. I can only imagine that the sensation running through my body must be what it feels like to get hit with 20,000 volts. Every muscle in my body locked up. My blood turned to ice water. That's interesting. I couldn't even move or speak. In fact, I just stood there frozen for what seemed to me like forever, but in reality was probably just a few seconds. My brain was trying to figure out what to do, and my wife yelled from the bedroom, "Who are you talking to?" The moment she spoke, the apparition vanished. Since I didn't answer my wife, she had come into the kitchen to see what was going on. About this time, I regained control of my body and I was able to speak, so I told her to sit down. I had something to tell her. I began telling her what had been happening the last 6 months. I explained I hadn't said anything because I didn't want her to think I was crazy, and as I got further into the story, her face just got whiter and whiter until I finished. That's when she said, "Now you sit down and let me tell you what I've been seeing the last 6 months." She'd been experiencing the exact same things. We moved not long after, and we never experienced that particular apparition again and never figured out who she was nor what she wanted. However, since that time, I've had several encounters and two very intense events, which I will elaborate on very soon. I love your show, by the way. God bless. So what?
Great.
Do you
great
think?
Story, by the way.
So he, like, it's so real. He's just in the kitchen and then thinks his wife walks up and gets really close.
Like, what are you doing up?
Like, that's weird. So you're making your whatever you're doing at the kitchen counter. And then you just, she, out of your peripheral vision, you see her walk up, you turn because she's really close, 18 inches away. And it's not your wife. It's an apparition.
I would really like to know the history surrounding that trailer, because I think this girl, this woman, was probably killed in this trailer. 1977, probably weren't any laws about disclosure or anything like that, telling people or, you know, whatever. And I think
she could have been killed in a previous trailer on that same lot. Maybe they got rid of her single wide and put a different single wide.
You know these landlords, they'll just clean up the trailer and put new people in it.
Yeah.
That's my guess, don't you think? It feels like something like that. Like she was in this trailer and maybe something horrible happened to her in this trailer.
But that's a really strong presence to where both of them are seeing this right. like constantly. Because you see that it catches your eye and you turn to look. No matter where you're at, you could be at Starbucks and somebody walks by and you see him and you look.
Sure.
It's what we do. And so when you're in your house, it's that real that you're continually seeing this. Both of them thought the other one would think they're crazy, which we all tend to do. Mm-hmm. Those of us who believe in the paranormal stuff, there's other people who don't. And mm-hmm. do you want to be the one? It's like, honey, I have been seeing some weird shit for 6 months.
Yeah. Well, as he was telling us this story, I assumed it was him, the only one seeing it, until he got to that point where the wife said, sit down. I was like, oh my gosh, she's been seeing it too.
I'm glad they moved out.
Yeah.
But I wonder, too, if that experience maybe opened him up to some other things happening. But because he said that story started out my first paranormal experience.
I can't wait for him to write back because he wrote that story really well. Like, that was just a good ghost story.
But what are the other intents? Like,
like, if that wasn't intense enough.
Like, what could be more intense than that one?
That was just an excellent ghost story.
But wouldn't you, like, after that experience, then you tell your wife, she has the same experiences. Could you ever even really truly relax in that house again?
Oh, no.
Like
no,
when you go to bed at night, it's constantly,
yeah,
that thing's going to wake
well,
me up tonight.
Well, here's the thing. I think with something like that, I just watched an interesting, and probably a lot of you guys watched it, an Unsolved Mysteries.
The new Netflix, yeah.
Right. And it was an episode where a woman had been murdered in an apartment. Well, no, she'd been living in an apartment, but had been abducted and in a base and maybe in the basement of this apartment. Anyway, this woman kept having these dreams. And, you know, basically, I think what it came down to was the spirit of this woman was trying to get closure on this murder that had happened to her and was giving this woman dreams that then helped the police solve a murder. Now, with that said, you know, they were pretty terrifying experiences, but it felt similar to this one, as if this woman, this girl, is there and maybe trying to, you know, connect with them somehow for maybe a similar type of reason, for closure.
I can get that. If you were murdered... Now, this is hypothetical. Yeah, I don't want this course. To happen. I don't even like saying this shit out loud.
And we're just thinking
Let's
this.
Just say like a random person murdered. And that person who killed you got away with it.
Right.
Wouldn't you do everything in your power to come back and be like, I'm going to get him?
Yeah.
And kind of help try to do what you can to get through to the person who could help you get this
Because not everybody's going to be open for you to get through to them.
Yeah.
Right? So it might be... you know, a few years before somebody moves in or you're is accessible enough to you to contact.
Because like maybe other people had lived in the trailer in between then, I don't know, but maybe she wasn't able to get through to them, but could get through to this couple.
Exactly.
But then even if that's what she wanted, she didn't get it because they moved out.
Yeah.
It didn't help her solve any mysteries.
Right. But
that could be reason for a haunting, right?
Oh, I think so. Good story.
Right in again. Mm-hmm. If you like the show and want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Do that through applepodcast.com. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Give your walls the most advanced protection with Pittsburgh's Paramount Interior Paint and Primer in 1. It scuffs, scrub, and wear resistant, while also blocking stains and delivering true one coat coverage. Choose from thousands of color options and refresh your space for spring. View our entire selection of paint and accessories today on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer to find great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.